Everyone. So
Good
happy to
morning.
have staff, commissioners, thank you for being here, everybody that's assembled today. We have a very nice crowd, so happy to see all of you. I'm going to take some things out of order this morning, so I'm going to start with the approval of the minutes. I would entertain motions to approve the meeting of November 13th, the regular meeting, special port commission public meeting, and as item three, port commission public meeting, December 12, 2018.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Mee, seconded by Commissioner Fitzgerald. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Approved. Next, we have the port commission committee updates. First is the audit committee, which I chaired. We met on January the 23rd, and the major items that we discussed were item one, the pension plan audit. Grant Thornton representatives presented the results of the audit of the restated retirement plan for the fiscal year ended July 31st, 2018. No reported findings during the audit, and the audited financial statements of the pension plan contain an unqualified or clean opinion. And that has been the case for the entire time that I have served on this commission. The audit committee recommends that the port commission approve this report as presented in agenda item I-4. Is it I-4? Eric?
That's correct.
And on behalf of the audit committee, I move that item. I would ask for a second.
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Item carries. Item two is a summary of the PHA-wide audit activity. Staff provided an overview of our summary of audits for the committee's awareness. As a supplement to the summary of audits report, Trey Campbell, Director of Environmental Affairs, provided an overview of the regulatory activity within the environmental department. And I want to thank him for that report. It was comprehensive. It made us all feel very good about what we do as environmental stewards of this institution. And then finally was the internal audit report to the audit committee with an overview of 2018 audit activity and a highlight of the tentatively planned projects for 2019. Staff also provided a P&D fund second and third quarter 2018 review. Staff reported that there were no issues reported under our whistleblower policy during the fourth quarter of 2018. I would be happy to answer any questions that anyone may have. Are there any questions? Thank you. So next is the pension and benefits meeting of January the 23rd, 2019. Commissioner Fitzgerald.
Yeah, good morning, commissioners, chairman. Pension and benefit committee meeting was held on January 23rd, 2019 and covered four items. The first item relates to the audit of the pension plan by Grant Thornton for the fiscal year ending July 31st, 2018. We're glad to report that the audit resulted in a clean opinion. Both the pension and benefit committee and the audit committee recommended approval of the pension plan audited financial statement for fiscal year 2018 as shown in today's agenda, item 1 and 4. Upon approval, staff will file the financials with the Texas Pension Review Board. The second item was a review of the investment policy for the pension plan and the OPEB trust. As of September 30th, 2018, the pension plan had assets of $185 million. We are up 7% return for the third quarter, ahead of our benchmark and ahead of our actuarial assumption rate of 6.75. As of August the 1st, 2018, we are 98% funded. As of September 30th, 2018, the OPEB trust had assets just under $71 million. That represents an 80% funded ratio for the OPEB. It will be updated in a month or two from our actuaries, and we expect it to be approximately 90% funded. Both plans have done well in the third quarter. As of December 31st, 2018, the pension plan had assets of $167 million. As of Monday, January the 22nd, the plan had recovered 5.5% back up to the $173.5 million. Indications are for a modest year in performance. The assets are well positioned with a sound, diverse portfolio. The third item was a discussion regarding the 457B deferred compensation plan and the 401 defined contribution plan. We have come to an agreement and have amended and executed agreements with Nationwide mailed communication to port employees on January 22nd, 2018, and is conducting on-site meetings for all employees at all port locations the week of January 28. The transition of the platform is to take effect February 15th, 2019. The fourth item was a discussion regarding the group benefit funding and insurance program. The policy being developed will set roles and responsibilities associated with funding of our self-insurance program, but it has also established roles and responsibilities with respect to the acquisition of insurance for our benefit program and for the HR director and chief financial officer. A board is to be established consisting of the executive director, chief legal officer, chief people officer, chief financial officer, and the HR director in charge of presiding over the program with the withdrawal of the funds. The policy for self-insured program is to be presented to at the February or March Port Commission meeting. That concludes the report. Any questions? I'll be happy to answer them.
I want to make a comment, and that is that I'm not aware of another public entity anywhere that has a 98% funded rate on its pension liability. And I think we deserve a big round of applause for that. Are there other comments or questions for
great report? Thank you.
Great report. Okay, so next I would like to go to appearances.
Nope.
Public comment. Do we have any public appearances? No appearances.
Nope, yes.
We just have appearances at the pilot board meeting.
Correct.
All right. Okay, so next staff reports. Roger, would you please present that?
Sure. Thanks, Chairman. Commissioners, and welcome all our guests here today. It's our first time to convene in 2019, and I always like to report in January to kind of recap some of the accomplishments of the prior year in 2018, highlight the financial results, lay out some of the strategic objectives for next year. And although I can't go through all of them, I'll hit some of the highlights, but it was a very good year, and with the leadership and the guidance of our commission, our port continues to move forward and thrive. We achieved many strategic goals last year, and I'm really proud of our staff for the things that they've been able to accomplish in 2018. Great group of people to work with, working with our partners and stakeholders to carry that forward in 2019. On the performance side, some of the highlights, the total tonnage through our public facilities in 2018 were up 9%. Versus prior year, or 35.7 million tons of cargo. Steel itself continues to see a nice comeback over the previous year at 4.4 million TEUs. That's 21% over 2017. We're up 10% in containers this year, up to 2.7 million TEUs, driven by solid growth both on the import and the export side in 2018. We lead the nation in market share of exporting plastic resins by a wide margin. Our lease revenues were up 13%. That's $46 million of our revenue come from lease facilities. So the strength of this cargo activity drove another record operating revenue through our port of $366 million, shattering the previous year by 10%. And this this revenue generated a record total of $162 million in cash flow, exceeding the $151 million of the previous year. This cash flow is critical to put back in and funding our capital projects so that we can continue our port strategic objectives to capture the growth, create jobs, and generate the economy and regional prosperity. So, very good year. I'm very proud of those accomplishments. Some of the highlights of 2018, and I'll remind us that we're committed across the organization on our goals that we have of our strategic plan of people and infrastructure and growth and stewardship. And again, these are too numerous to name, but a few under each of those goals, and people and organization where we invest in our people and organize success, you know, defining what success looks like for the Port Authority. In 2018, we conducted the first comprehensive market analysis of our compensation of our employees, actually in 19 years. And we're looking at the positioning against the job market to make sure that we have a pay structure that allows us to remain competitive to attract and retain talent in this organization. And as you've heard, we also transitioned into a fully insured and self-funded healthcare plan. This allows us to have a lot of flexibility within our organization and control of our plan for our employees. Under growth, where the goal is to grow and diversify the business base, 2018 can be characterized as the year of the cranes. We are buying more to keep up the momentum that we have with the growth. We celebrated the arrival of cranes at Bayport in early August, and more rubber-tired gantry cranes the same day or later that day. Also have made another award of 10 more diesel electric rubber-tired gantry cranes for Barber's Cut that'll be arriving next year. So all of that to meet the demands of the volumes that we have at our terminals. Our container terminals processed 2.4 million gate moves in 2018, supporting an average turn time, continuing to provide that service at 40 minutes for our truckers. We also set two new records this year. We had a record day where we had 9,400 gate moves in a single day, maintaining that service level. And the ship that we had earlier this year where we moved 5,700 or more boxes from a single vessel, and we did that with our partners, with the stevedore, with the labor, with our group at 36 moves per hour on that vessel. We were very proud to maintain our volume as well as productivity at our terminals. On infrastructure, facilitating the assets that we need to meet demand, our channel development team continues to work with the Corps. And channel development, many others in our organization, I can say that's our number one priority. It will continue to be that in 2019 to advance the plans for the next generation of improvements needed to the Houston Ship Channel. We stepped up our asset management program, doing inspections to making sure we're accurately assessing our facilities so we'll know where to make those strategic investments in the future. We received nearly $11 million in grant funding for various projects this year, and we'll continue to seek those grants for additional funding sources. I could go on and on, but under stewardship, another goal, sustaining the port for the long term. Environmental Affairs Department renewed our leading position as the ISO 14001 certified port. We recycled over 85,000 tons of material. Safety is remaining a priority. Our lost time incident frequency rate was 0.93 compared to industry standard of 3.8. So we're very happy about that. The Sam Houston continues to bring our community in. 31,000 visitors used the boat. And of course, our small business and education outreach continues to thrive. Our small business program celebrated our 15th anniversary. We've awarded more than $500 million to small businesses during that time, which translates to about almost 40% of a participation rate by small business. And today, there are 1,100 small businesses enrolled in our program. And the number of new participants enrolled in the program was 135. So really proud and continue to invest in the small businesses that we work with at the port. Real quickly, looking ahead along these lines, some of the strategic initiatives that we had, again, the number one thing on our plate, I believe, for everyone in this room is to push for a wider and deeper channel. You know, deepening the channel, making sure that we are in position to serve the next generation. We're going to complete an initial draft of the Master Plan 2040, we call it, for the port, all of our facilities to prepare ourselves for the future. We're working really hard to look at the expansion, expanding our reach and the development of inland cargo growth, namely in our container volume, to make sure we're getting that reach and remaining competitive for our customers and shippers of cargo. Internally, just a couple more things. It's very important to us to continue to develop the future leaders of our organization. We put an emphasis on that, and we're cascading the training and development across our organization to develop this workforce for the future. It's a priority and an engagement across the organization in doing that, and we're very excited about that. And last but not least, developing and continuing to develop. We talked about safety, we talk about security, but cybersecurity and the policies, procedures, and guidelines to make sure that we are in a good position and safe from a cybersecurity standpoint in our organization. So I'm very proud of that. I'm proud of our staff. I'm thankful that our commission, they're supporting what this port needs to do to continue to move forward. So we look forward to 2019, and that's all I have to say as far as recapping 2018.
Great, thank you.
Good year.
Great year. One other thing I like to do biannually, we like to recognize the people that make it happen. We like to recognize those that have achieved milestones in our organization. You see a lot of our employees here that have reached service of 20, 25, 30, and 40 years within our organization. We like to recognize them, and glad they joined us today. Those that are here, I'll name them all. You can stand up when you name, and then we'll give them a round of applause at the end. But please stand up when I call your name. Melvin Cooper has been here for 20 years, a mechanic at Bayport. Thank you, Melvin. Gerardo Mendez, been here 20 years. He's a mechanic in the equipment shop here at Bayport. Thank you. Paulo Soares, been with us for 20 years as well. Maintenance Administration, Senior Director of Maintenance for the entire port. Paulo, thank you.
Doesn't feel like 20 years.
Doesn't feel like 20 years. Stephanie Perez, 25 years. She's been at Barber Scut. We worked there together for a long time. Customer services coordinator, and very valuable to keeping those trucks moving. So thank you. Arturo Martinez, Tradesman 3 in the Turning Basin, been here for 25 years as well. Thank you, Arturo. 25 years, Jimmy Brown. He's our foreman for all of our rubber tire cranes and wharf cranes at Bayport. So been leading that for us for a long time. Thank you, Jimmy. And last but not least, we want to recognize someone that's been here for 40 years at the Port Authority. Nessie?
Wow.
Working at the accounting department for 40 years. I think Tom and Nessie have been working together for... Nessie was here before you.
So, neither is she.
Since 1978, Nessie, thank you for all of your service and everything that you've done at the Port Authority. So,
Roger, can we have them all stand up?
All
so
stand
we can
up, and we'll give you all a round of applause.
Oh. 40 years working with you, she should get a watch.
That's right, something.
Hey, there goes the pension.
Woman's a saint.
I mean, he can't say
her own ship or something.
Yeah. 40 years deserves something.
wall clock or something.
All right. One more lunch. Maris, you can't get in here.
I know.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank y'all.
Thank you.
Got one last thing that I'd like for Tom to recognize.
Thank you very much.
Curtis?
Can you bring your group in? While they make their way up here.
Go Oilers!
It's my pleasure to present this group from financial accounting and the accounting group as a whole, an award that I know personally how much time and effort it takes to achieve. We received from the Government Finance Officers Association the Certificate of Achievement for Excellent in Financial Reporting for our 2017 CAFR. That's the highest award a government entity can get for financial reporting. So it's a very important thing for us as a group, because we're very proud that we do the right thing all the time. And when I say all the time, I mean all the time. This is the port's 44th year in a row of getting this award. So it is very difficult to get, a lot of time and effort, but I want to thank Curtis and his group, and I'd like Curtis to introduce his group.
Nessie Ramirez, Tanya Lewis, Magda Salinas, Marilyn Bundage, Rosemary Donovan, Darlene Nguyen, the financial accounting manager, and my partner, Larry Bischoff.
Tom, get in there. Yeah, hold your.
Y'all hold this.
Y'all hold that.
All right.
One more, huh?
Okay.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, are you done?
No, I'm done. I'm done.
Okay, so, well, that was all. I mean, it's fabulous.
Good, very good.
I have the privilege of presenting a resolution in support of the Houston International Seafarer Center in recognition of their 50 years of service. Houston International Seafarer Center will celebrate their 50-year anniversary on Thursday. And I have a resolution on behalf of the commission for this organization. We all know that we have been a very strong supporter of the Seafarer Center the entire time that they have been with this port, and they provide an invaluable service, as I'm sure Commissioner Corgi would attest. So in honor of the Houston International Seafarer Center, and thank you so much for being here today, whereas the Houston International Seafarer Center is a home away from home for seafarers visiting the Port of Houston, whereas the Houston International Seafarer Center's mission is an expression of the local maritime industry's need for and the active support and involvement of the community and local churches to provide a safe and welcoming ecumenical environment to meet the needs of those who have chosen the sea as their livelihood, whereas the Houston International Seafarer Center, the chaplains, and committee for the ministry to the Port of Houston carry out a ministry of presence, outreach, witness, worship, service, and advocacy to, with, and for seafarers and their families from around the world. Whereas the Houston International Seafarers Center, which was organized as a Texas nonprofit organization in 1968, has served over 1.5 million visiting seafarers since that time. Whereas the Houston International Seafarers Center supports the needs of approximately 6,000 ships calling on the Port of Houston each year, and an estimated 400,000 ships that have been visited over the years of its service. And whereas the Houston International Seafarer Center provides services to approximately 125,000 seafarers each year, including meeting spiritual needs with services and prayers and assistance with hospital visits, recreational activities, communication services to reach family members, transportation for shopping needs, and conflict resolution and welfare and safety concerns. Whereas the Houston International Seafarers Center supports the committee for the ministry of the Port of Houston, which over the years of its service has included chaplains and support from representatives of an ecumenical group of denominations, including Buddhists, Episcopalians, the Greek Orthodox Church, the Houston Rabbinical Association, Lutherans, the Norwegian Seamen's Church, Presbyterians, Roman Catholics, Southern Baptists, United Methodists, and from non-denominational groups as well. And whereas the Houston International Seafarers Center will be celebrating on January 31st, 2019, 50 years of meeting the basic needs, both spiritual and recreational, seafarers and all those that grace the doors of these centers. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Port Commission of the Port of Houston Authority of Harris County, Texas, at its regular meeting on January 29th, 2019, that on behalf of the Commission and our entire maritime community, we recognize the Houston International Seafarers Center for its service and contributions to the Port of Houston Authority, the Port of Houston, the City of Houston, Harris County, and the great state of Texas. I move that. I ask for a second.
If I could add one thing to that.
Yes, sir.
Could we recognize Father Rivers Patu? He was the architect of what I think is the most successful seamen's center in the world.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
So we will make that amendment, and I assume you second this resolution. It is unanimous, and I ask for approval by the whole commission.
Yes, absolutely.
Unanimously approved. I don't know if someone from the Seafarers Center would like to say a few words. Either the chairman or the director.
Well, I'm just a board member.
Yeah, that's right.
My name is Tom Tellefson, and I would just like to convey my thanks, like I have since the 70s, to this administration, headed by the chairman, the Port Commission, of the dedication and the support that y'all have given us. It has never wavered since the 60s. My family and I have a great deal of pride in the Seafarers Center. We feel like it is the ministry of the port, and we will strive to earn your trust and confidence in the future and all that we do at the Seafarers Center. But special thanks to you.
Thank you, Mr. Tellefson. Thank you very much.
Thank you all. Y'all have humbled us.
Thank you for your service. Say something. We'd love to hear from you, Jenny.
Thank you, and thank you to my board members who are here today. It's true what Mr. Tellefson said. We could not do what we do without the support of the Port of Houston Authority and the Commission, and we look forward to the next 50 years, and I hope I won't be there all 50 of those years, but I do plan on being there for a lot of them. You're always, always welcome to come and work there with us, but I do know that what we do for those seafarers truly makes a difference, and all of you in this room are part of that difference, and so thank you very much for that. We appreciate it.
You see how lucky we are?
Yes, very good. Okay, so Roger, can I ask you a question? If we were to play our port video, will it work? We had a little bit of a problem.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say yes. Because we've practiced since last time, but that is a big limb, but, and I'm a big boy too, but we're going to go out on that limb.
We're going to play a video. It'll work this time.
This is a different one.
We got to turn off all of the microphones.
You just turned it back on.
You want it red.
was important to set the stage with that video because we sometimes need to be reminded of the importance of the container industry to the broad benefits that we see throughout the state of Texas from the operations that occur within Port of Houston Authority. And we're driving a lot of that commerce and the $3 billion of impact that we see not only for this region but for the state of Texas. So I think we should remember that as we move forward in our endeavors. Now, staff did quite a bit to commemorate my service in December, and I very much appreciate that. And Tom Hite has now gifted me a hot pink safety vest that does match a few of my Hermes scarves, so I know that I will be the most fashionable person and will be set apart at any safety meeting that I attend. So, Tom, thank you for that. I'll treasure it. This is my last and final Port Commission meeting. It's a little awkward because there was the wonderful send-off in December, but my successor was selected on January the 17th. I think it was the 16th. But I continue through January 31st. He takes over on February the 1st. So I just appreciate the opportunity to highlight some things that I believe are very important for us to remember as we all move forward. Now, Roger highlighted our performance, which I think is impressive by any measure. And I don't think there's a person in this room that is not proud of what we've done together. To build on what Roger said, from 2013 through 2018, our consolidated operations have grown from $232 million in revenue to $366 million in revenue for a compound annual growth rate of 10%. There are not many businesses, whether private or public, that can demonstrate a 10% compound growth rate over the last 6 years. And so I commend staff and the commission for all that you've done to make that possible. More importantly, and this to me is a very important takeaway from what I'm going to say, we have made over $1 billion of capital investments since 2013 that has been funded from our free cash flow out of our container operations, which is really the lifeblood of our operations, and generates 80% of our revenue. The important thing to remember from this is that we have not had to ask the public for the issuance of bonds for over 12 years. And according to our forecast, I'm going to ask you, Tom, to speak to this if you'd like to. It's not going to be necessary to ask for public money or the issuance of bonds in the foreseeable future. The cash flows that Tom and his group have and the finance group have forecasted reflect that we have sufficient cash flow from this container business for the foreseeable future to fund our capital needs. So we should all be very proud of that. And I think that it's really important that we have not had to tap the taxpayers to support our continued build out and infrastructure needs. And it's a real testament to the effectiveness of this staff. They're strategic, they're forward thinking, and they know how to run this business. It's also a testament to this commission that has supported this staff in the recommendations that they have made to us over the years. The latest economic impact study reflects that we generate more than $308 billion in economic impact. Thank you, Tom, for getting that done. And over 1.3 million jobs in the state of Texas alone. If you looked at it nationally, it would probably be double that. This has been done as a team. I'm proud of our commission. Every single one of you have worked in support of this institution. And I'm very, very proud of the staff, as I've said. And we have done this through friendship and grace, through a dedicated alignment to our important core values. And as Tom said earlier, we do it every day. And more fundamentally, as thoughtful stewards of an institution that far exceeds the sum of its parts, and that is an essential driver of our region, our state, and our nation. We have a new leader coming into this role on February the 1st, that's Friday. And I know Rick Campo. He's a very, very fine man with exceptional business and management skills. I symbolically passed the gavel to Chairman Campo this morning. He could not be here today because he's working on the annual meeting for Camden Property Trust. I wish him, and I know you wish him, the very best in his leadership of this institution as we all move forward in our endeavors. Because it is so important to work as a team, and because so many of our accomplishments are driven by the strength of our team, I ask all of you to support him in the very same way that you supported me. If you do that, this port will continue to thrive, and the Houston Ship Channel will continue to be the lifeblood that drives this region and so much of the broad-based prosperity that we enjoy. May the wind be at your back, the world be at your feet, as you carry our legacy forward. God bless each and every one of you, and thank you for everything.
Chairman, I'd just like to say to you that all the success that we just video showed us, it was all under your leadership. And I know, and the rest of the commissioners know, you put in a lot of time, free time, to make the sport the success it is today. And we just want to thank you for your leadership. I know that when you became chairman, we had just finished some bad times here at the Port Authority. And as far as I know, I don't think we even had a negative comment in the newspaper for 6 years under your leadership. And we all look forward to working with the new chairman and giving him the same support we gave you, and carry on the success that you've brought to this port in the last 6 years.
Thank you. It's very kind. Thank you very much. Yes, sir.
I'd like to say something. 13, when I first came here, we spent the first 2 or 3 months as I was here, or meetings, talking about a bond issue because we knew we had to have the money.
Right.
But with the leadership that the chairman brought to this committee, and with the support of the commissioners and these employees, that just kept getting pushed off. And today you heard it getting pushed off again. And I'm telling you, in 13, we were looking for bonds to make this port run. But because of the leadership and the development and being able to get ready, and I think the coming of Panama really helped us because it pushed us to go way beyond thinking of what we, to be ready. And she took us there, and we were able to get there. And for that, I thank you, and I think everybody in Houston should be thanking you for the leadership you gave it.
Thank you very much. Well, if I look happy, it's because I know that I leave this in good hands all the way around. But the other reason I look happy today is because I'm headed to Patagonia, Chile for a fly fishing trip on Thursday. So with that, thank you all very, very much for everything you've done and what you'll continue to do. So let's go on to the agenda. Under executive, item G1, renew the Port Authority's professional membership for the Alliance for I-69 Texas and payment of dues for a period of 1 year in an amount not to exceed $57,500. I would move that item.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Fitzgerald. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Under commercial, we have three leases that I would ask to be taken, H1 through 3, together.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Meese, seconded by Commissioner Don Carlos. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Items carry. Under finance, we have items 1A through D, which are requests for proposal.
Motion.
Moved by Commissioner Corgi.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Kennedy. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Items carry. Under awards, amendments, and change orders, item 2, approve staff's ranking of vendors and award a 2-year contract in an amount not to exceed $300,000 for the purchase of miscellaneous safety equipment for Barber's Cut Terminal, Bayport Container Terminal, and Turning Basin Terminal to the top-ranked proposer in order of ranking. First, Universal Industrial Supply. Second, MSC Industrial Supply. And third, Northern Safety and Industrial. And fourth, Lyles and Brambles.
Motion to approve staff recommendation.
Moved by Commissioner Kennedy for the top-ranked proposer, seconded by Commissioner Fitzgerald. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. And by the way, I'm glad to see that we had four ranked proposers. Very healthy. Item three, approve the purchase of insurance from various carriers effective March 1st, 2019 for the Port Authority's primary and excess property and casualty insurance coverage needs in a total amount not to exceed $5,200,000.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Don Carlos, seconded by Commissioner Kennedy. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. I believe that we've already approved item four. Item five, approve an agreement among the Houston Independent School District, Houston Community College, University of Houston Downtown, and the Port Authority for development and expansion of a degree progression program for students studying maritime logistics or global supply chain and management. I would like to move this item, and I would ask for a second.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Kennedy. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Congratulations, Gilda, on that item, and thank you for helping us get that done. We appreciate it. Under infrastructure, item J1, approve staff's ranking of vendors and award a professional services contract in an amount not to exceed $73,500 building program development of the maintenance and administration complex at Barber's Cut Terminal. And to the top ranked proposer, in order of ranking, first, HDR Architecture Inc., second, Hewlett Zollers Inc., and third, GLMV Architecture.
Move staff recommendation.
Moved by Commissioner Corrigan for the top ranked proposer, seconded by Commissioner Don Carlos. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item two, approve staff's ranking of vendors and award a professional services contract in an amount not to exceed $1,309,633 for the design of the rehabilitation of Wharves 4 and 5 at Bayport Container Terminal to the top-ranked proposer. In order of ranking, first, AECOM, second, Berger ABAM Engineering Services, and third, Wiss Janney Eisner Associates, Inc.
Motion staff recommendation.
Moved second. By Commissioner Fitzgerald for staff recommendation, seconded by Commissioner Branch. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item three, award a construction contract to Jerdon Engineering for the rehabilitation of drainage system at Volkswagen Yard at Turning Basin Terminal in an amount not to exceed $116,825.
Motion. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Branch, seconded by Commissioner Corgi. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any
Chairman,
opposed?
On number four, I would ask you to be deferred from.
Okay. Item four?
Yeah.
We'll defer it until February.
That's good.
You do four, then five, six, because it's all on one big package.
Okay. So why don't we defer items four, five, and six to the February meeting?
I would amend the motion to include four, five, and six.
Okay.
Second.
Item seven, award a contract to Houston Audubon Society, Inc., the sole source provider for monitoring and management of waterfowl at Evia Island, for a term of 4 years in an amount not to exceed $132,000.
Motion.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Corgi, seconded by Commissioner Meese. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item eight, authorize an amendment of the advanced funding agreement with the Texas Department of Transportation to increase the funding for drainage improvements connected to the southbound loop 610 feeder road at Turning Basin Terminal in an amount of $334,967 for a total of $835,755.
Motion.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Fitzgerald, seconded by Commissioner Don Carlos. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item nine, amend the professional services contract with Dannenbaum Engineering for an additional design services for fender system at wharf numbers 1 and 2 at Care Terminal in the amount of $60,320.
So moved.
Second. Moved by Commissioner Meese, seconded by Commissioner Kennedy. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Under general, item 10, approve assignment of the environmental services agreement with Global Waste Services to Waste Corporation of Texas, LLP. Somebody move that, please.
I will. So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Don Carlos, seconded by Commissioner Kennedy. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Under permits, licenses, and pipeline easements, I'm going to take items 11 through 15 together.
Motion.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Corrigan, seconded by Commissioner Fitzgerald. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Items carry. Under operations, I will take items 1 through 3 together.
Did we do 16?
They're in the 16.
No, 16.
I don't have a 16.
We dropped one that was on the original agenda.
That book is revised, yeah.
I would entertain a motion for items K1 through 3.
Motion.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Branch, seconded by Commissioner Don Carlos. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Items carry. Under general, item 4, approve an amendment to the Maersk Line AS Marine Terminal Services Agreement to change the month for annual consumer price index rate adjustments from October to July.
Motion to approve.
Moved by Commissioner Kennedy.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Branch. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item 5, approve an amendment to the Costco Container Lines Americas Inc. Marine Terminal Services Agreement to add Orient Overseas Container Line Limited as an included carrier entity.
Motion.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Corrigan, seconded by Commissioner Fitzgerald. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Under people, awards, amendments, and change orders. Item 1, issue a purchase order to Office and Furniture Companies of Texas LLC for the purchase of office supplies, et cetera, in a cooperative purchase program at an amount not to exceed $180,000.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Don Carlos, seconded by Commissioner Kennedy. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. No items under port security and emergency operations. Under technology, awards, amendments, and change orders. Item 1, approve staff's ranking of vendors and award a contract in an amount not to exceed $1,134,195 for an enterprise video management system.
So moved.
From Maritime Security Solution to top ranked proposer, staff ranking in order of ranking Convergent Technologies LLC, second, Drowley Security Systems, subject to potential port security grant reimbursement of $245,000, which is 25% of the contract amount. Moved by Commissioner Mee, seconded by Commissioner Fitzgerald. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item 2, award a purchase order to CDW Government LLC for the purchase of miscellaneous computer parts and accessories using the Texas Cooperative Purchasing Network Cooperative Purchase Program in an amount not to exceed $100,000.
Motion.
Moved by Commissioner Corrigan, seconded by Commissioner Kennedy. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carried. Do we have executive session items?
Well, the legal division's gift to you for your departure is no.
That is fantastic. Well, with that, this meeting is adjourned.
Chairman, I'd like to make a recommendation.
Yes, sir.
I feel like that when you serve time, it should be awarded something. And I think we should come up with a program that we can give some type of certificate for 10, 20, but when you start hitting 25, 30, and 40 years, I think it deserves something. I think we should be saying thank you with a watch, with some kind of something that we should look at. She's got 40 years, we honored her, but when she gets home, she can say, oh, by the way, I got honored, but what did we give her? Nothing. I think we should set up something like that. We got too many great employees, been here too long not to acknowledge that.
That's good.
It's just a suggestion.
I agree. Well, we do get those service awards, and they get to select those things that they do, but we don't necessarily present them here in public, but we can do
so that. Like what kinds of things? Give us an example.
Anywhere from watches to luggage to different things.
That so there is an award.
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Every 5 years, employees get something.
I've been here 6 years and I didn't get anything.
You don't get it. Hey, you know what?
You get paid.
Commissioner Reese, we can't even give you breakfast. Okay.
Well, anyhow, thank you. We're already taking care of that.
Well, you know, honestly, I'm glad you mentioned it because now we know, and everybody knows that they are provided with something to commemorate their service. So I think that's good. Yes, sir.
Before you bang that gavel in this meeting and everybody leaves.
Yeah.
I think, you know, and I may be out of order, but I think we ought to all stand and give you a round of applause.
Yes.
I agree.
You didn't do that.
Okay, I'm going to bang the gavel for this meeting.